Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome back to the official England podcast. It's the start of a new week, which means we're just one day away from England's huge group decider against leaders Czech Republic on Tuesday night. I've literally only just recovered from Friday night's match, but there is simply no rest as we conclude the group stages. The show, as they say, must go on. I'm Adam Smith, here to bring you all the latest from inside the England camp, which is now temporarily stationed at Spurs Lodge in London ahead of tomorrow night's game. Importantly, it is still in our hands. This is the only place to get your daily three lines fixed with exclusive access left, right and centre. Love has certainly still got the world in motion and I know what I can do. Tell you what we've got coming up. On today's show, we'll be looking ahead to tomorrow's game against Czech Republic. It was the turn of Kieran Trippier to face questions from the media.
But the most important thing for us now is regroup, get back on the training field and focus on Tuesday, another big game.
As always, I'll be catching up with Josh Denzel to give us all the insight from within the camp.
Everyone looks good. Everyone looks healthy. There's a full squad to pick from.
Reece James, who made his tournament debut on Friday, steps into the Lions' den.
A moment I've dreamt of since a little kid, you know, watching England in tournaments growing up.
And I spoke exclusively with centre-back Connor Cody, who was, of course, his usual happy self.
It's a job getting Ty out of his room. He needs to get out of his room. Oh, mate, he's big on COD, and I tell him all the time he needs to grow up.
Right, let's get stuck into it.
You're listening to the official England podcast.
First up, the squad remains at Spurs Lodge in London ahead of Tuesday's game against Czech Republic. The lads are training behind closed doors, as they always do 2 days before a game, but we were privy to a cheeky Harry Maguire no-look finish on England's social media channels. It was the turn of one of the more experienced members of the squad to chat to the press yesterday, the man that brought us so many happy memories in 2018, particularly with that free kick. I am, of course, talking about Kieran Trippier, and here's what he had to say.
Well, I think the Croatia game, you know, it was a massive win for us. I think we played very well. And the Scotland game, it's a huge game, as everybody knows, England-Scotland. Like I said, we created chances to win the game. We know we can do better as a team, of course. But, you know, it's all about ifs and buts. But the most important thing for us now is regroup, you know, keep calm, as we all are. Get back on the training field and focus on Tuesday, another big game and the one that we want to win. We know the ability that we've got. We know how well we can do as a team. But it's also all about being patient and being calm. And, you know, we've got 4 points from two games. Taking each step at a time. And, you know, we know we can give a lot more. And we'll show that. And we just need to keep working out on the training field, listen to what the manager has to say. And like I said, we just need to keep calm. We're in a good place and focus on Tuesday.
On Friday night, Reece James made his tournament debut for England as Gareth Southgate made two changes in the fullback areas. Here's what the 21-year-old had to say when he stepped into the Lions' den.
The Scotland game. First game in a tournament for the seniors. You must have felt like an immense sense of pride walking out of Wembley.
Yeah, it was obviously a moment I've dreamt of since a little kid, you know, watching England in tournaments growing up. And then obviously walking out at Wembley with fans there to play my first game in a major tournament.
And obviously it's been a huge, huge few months for you. I mean, Champions League final and then the England call-up, then tournament. What, I guess, has it been a bit of a whirlwind for you?
Yeah, definitely. You know, it's happened. A lot's happened over the last 2 months, and it's all happened so fast. You know, from winning the Champions League to a couple days later, getting my England called up for a major tournament. It was a great honour.
For sure. Looking at some of these pictures from a game against Scotland, it was quite frustrating. But I guess individually, performance-wise, you had that moment, you know, straight off the line. That must have felt good.
Yeah, it was a very tough game, you know, to obviously come away with a draw when we felt like we could have won. But maybe on a different day, the result might have went a different way. And yeah, obviously clearing off the line was great. You know, we couldn't let them walk away with all 3 points.
100%. And you're, I think, the fifth youngest player in the tournament, in the England squad here at the tournament. But Jude Bellingham we spoke to, and he said, like, you're like a big brother to him. How did that relationship come about?
No, he's obviously very young, you know, but obviously a very good footballer. So I kind of look after him, you know. He's obviously still so young and he's still got a lot to learn. So I try and help him where I can and the mistakes I made as well.
Little brothers tend to be sometimes quite annoying. I see him put his hot studs on you. I see him hit you in the back of the head. What, like, do you see this happy Reece James? You know what I mean? The calm. Do you ever get, like, a little point where you're like, yo, Jude?
Nah, definitely. Every day he's always, like, poking me, hitting me, just doing something stupid.
And your big brother, you've got to kind of protect him as well, but he's one of those people that, I guess, even there are so many players making their tournament debuts, young players, but everyone seems to have their head screwed on. Everyone seems to kind of be super focused on the end goal, which is obviously qualifying and winning the tournament.
Yeah, definitely. You know, to qualify to the next stage in the tournament and to go as far as we want, you know, everyone needs to be switched on and clued up on what we're all here to do.
If you want to catch more of that chat, surely you know what to do by now. Check out Lion's Den on England's Twitch and YouTube channels live every day at 4 o'clock. What would an episode of the Official England Podcast sound like without my partner in crime, Josh Denzel? I shudder to think we are the presenter version of Declan Rice and Mason Mount. Josh, how are you, mate?
I'm good. I guess we'll never know. I'll never know. We're here to the very, very end.
We so are. Who's Declan Rice and who's Mason Mount out of us two? Because they're both great lads, aren't they?
Who's more childish? It's hard to work out between them two as well.
Yeah, and we are both quite childish. It's a good point. Right, let's move it on to Lion's Den. I saw you had Reece James on the show today. How was it? It was interesting hearing him talk, obviously saying that, you know, they're disappointed it wasn't a win, but he says the mood in the camp's still good and they're looking ahead to the next game now. Scotland game's done, isn't it, Josh? It's all about looking ahead to the next game now, to Czech Republic.
Yeah, for sure. I think that's been a moment that, like, you can't dwell on these things too long. And in camp, obviously, there was like a level of disappointment, but it's straight on to how'd you get past that next game performance. You know what I mean? Give the fans something to write home about. I think that's the key, is always looking forward. And even though, you know, the Scotland game was a step forward, you know what I mean? It was a point in the bag. It essentially nearly secured us going through to the knockouts. So there you go. It's just step forward, step forward, step forward. And it's looking on to the Czech Republic game, obviously.
And of course, mate, he did sort of talk his basketball techers down, didn't he? But he was pretty decent, wasn't he? I was pretty impressed.
Yeah, I was talking to him before the shoot, and I said to him, I said, how's your basketball skills? And he goes, pretty good, with loads of those emojis, like the Pinocchio emojis. And I thought maybe he's in trouble. It's a new hoop over there at Spurs Lodge.
Yeah.
But, you know what I mean? He came in and it was straight off the bat. He found his rhythm, and it was basically the first five balls. I think he won the signed ball, the signed shirt, and the e-match day prize draw. So it was nothing but net as well. It was quality.
Yeah, great prizes, incidentally, for the fans that are lucky enough to be on Lion's Den. Brilliant prizes. You mentioned it there. You're training at Spurs Lodge, and training now is behind closed doors ahead of the game. But what have you seen? What have you heard? What can you tell us about what's going on?
Yeah, everyone's back fit and healthy. You know what I mean? When you look at the boys' training, there's no, like, you know what I mean? There's no limping. There's no, oh, do we do extra sessions in terms of, like, maybe some recovery sessions in terms of fitness for individual players? Everyone's training together. Everyone looks good. Everyone looks healthy. There's a full squad to pick from. So that's fantastic. Hendo's back. He's been training full-time with the guys. So yeah, it looks good. The sharpness is there. The drive is there, and now the personnel are all there.
That's great to hear as well. That it's a fully fit squad, as you said. It'd be interesting to see who Gareth goes with in the next game. What are the plans logistically as well? Because obviously we know that the England team are based at St George's Park, but just remind the listeners, the reason you're at Spurs Lodge is because there's two games in a short space of time at Wembley. So what is the plan after tomorrow, mate?
after tomorrow, what we're going to do is we're going to we've got a special training based show. We're going to catch up with Harry Maguire before the guys go out to train. We'll let you go on lines then, see a bit of that training until, you know what I mean, the shutters have got to come down, because you don't want any spies in a Czech Republic camp coming to watch the session. So yeah, we'll do that, and then we're going to head back to St George's Park and enjoy the game from there, and then we'll link back up with all the guys after the game on Tuesday.
I don't know about you, Josh, but do you feel like this tournament is going sort of quite quickly now, isn't it? Just the fact that the first group's already finished, and congratulations to Wales, of course, who finished second there through Italy, winning as group leaders. Yeah. Did you see the game, and what have you made of that group?
Yeah, Italy look very strong, don't they?
They do, don't they?
You know, I mean, they're scoring goals, they're playing great football. Like, even just from the national anthem, you know they're up for the game. So,
yeah, so true.
Yeah, so it's true, like, it's good to see, and obviously Wales went through even though they lost 1-0, and I think they did well to kind of against a rampant Italy side, you know, keep it to 1-0, especially after Ampadu got sent off. So yeah, no, it's like you're saying, it is flying by. You know what I mean? It feels like yesterday that we're kicking the tournament off against Croatia, and now, you know what I mean, now things are getting decided. And
it's getting exciting now, mate.
100%. It's all heating up.
And I've said this to a lot of the players. I've got my wall chart just behind me. I'm working out all the permutations. What is Josh Denzel's pre-game routine? What do you do? Do you like to eat a certain thing? Do you have a certain top you wear? Have you got your wall chart? Talk me through what Josh's pre-game routine is.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm quite a nervous fan. Yeah, I mean, So I pace up and down for about 45 minutes, and I listen to I read all the articles. I listen to all the podcasts, and I get information. I try and get as much information as possible, and then by the time the game comes, I'm pretty much a nervous wreck, and I just sit there with at St George's Park, we've got a little, you know, if we don't watch it in the Lions Den studio and on the beanbags, you know, we've got a little zone in there where have a few beers and enjoy it and kind of try and take the edge off it, because as England fans, you know what I mean, you're here and it you're right in the mix, so it kind of adds to a few more ingredients in the pot, really, and it's quality there. Have a few beers, enjoy the game, and basically pray that we get a point or win.
That sounds very similar to mine, mate. Praying, hoping, and the stuff, and feeling confident as well, because I think England it's
absolutely
looking good. Said, 4 points from two games.
Exactly.
Finally, your fantasy football, mate. I had Donnarumma in sticks, clean sheet. I've got a lot of England boys as well, because I'm feeling quite positive about the Czech game. How are you looking?
I've pretty much got half the Spain team in here, and it's not doing me any favours.
You're not happy with Spain, are you? Spain are letting you down a bit.
No. I probably need to do some chopping and changing, Smithy, because I, as I was clawing my way back, I seem to be falling behind again now. So it's not ideal, but... You know, maybe I've decided I'm probably just going to get Ronaldo up top, make him captain, because this guy, no matter what happens, he's guaranteed to get you some points.
Yeah, he's a special player. Josh, absolute pleasure, mate. We'll catch up very soon as game day is approaching for England's third and final group game. Can't wait, mate.
Come on, England.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
It wouldn't be an official England podcast without an exclusive chat with one of the players. And yesterday, I spoke to Wolves captain and England centre-back, Connor Cody. Connor spoke with such pride about just what it means to be representing England at the Euros. He also revealed what he's been getting up to in his downtime and which England player he's desperately trying to get out of his room. Trust me, you don't want to miss this. I'm pleased to say joining me on the official England podcast now is Connor Cody. Connor, how you doing, mate?
Yeah, I'm good, thanks, mate. How are you?
Yes, very well, thanks, mate. Now, talk us through what's been going on today, what the players been up to.
Been good, mate. It's been good. We've trained this morning. The lads who obviously played the other day have been on kind of a second day recovery, so they've done a bit of the session and gone in and obviously recovered from the game. And the lads who didn't play stayed out and done a real tough session. So last 2 days have been good, mate. Good days of training and looking forward to the next game.
And of course, you're at Spurs Lodge now. So how are you finding the new temporary home and all the facilities there?
Oh, it's some place, mate. It's some place. It's lovely. It's a nice change of scenery. For one, I think it's been something where obviously we've been based at St. George's and St. George's is incredible. But I think as a change of scenery for a couple of days in between the games, it's been fantastic, and honestly I love it. It's a real homely place, to be honest with you, so it's been good. Yeah,
Connor, because you haven't been on the podcast yet, before we talk about the tournament so far, I wanted to just first talk about your own personal feelings going into this and what your feelings were when you found out you were in the final squad for the Euros.
Oh, it was incredible. It was something when you find out you get picked for England for any camp, for any competition, for any game, it's a proud moment for me, for my family, for my kids, for everything about it. But to actually get named in a major tournament squad is stuff of dreams, stuff I've thought about and dreamt of my whole entire life. And to actually finally get that's incredible. So the whole experience for me is absolutely brilliant. To share it with these players, to share it with the staff that are here now, has been fantastic. And hopefully we can do okay.
And who was the first person you told when you made the squad, and how did they react?
Oh, my wife and my kids. I FaceTimed them straight away, and it was a nice moment. It's a special moment, I think, for everybody to do with my family. It was a real special moment. Yeah, it was great to tell them.
You seem to be someone, looking at it from the outside, that epitomises what it means to play for your country. I've got some quotes from you from when you made your debut, and you said it's a dream come true. From my own personal point of view, it's an immense pride to play for my country. I'll remember this for the rest of my life. As fans, we just love hearing that. So getting into the England squad, was that comparable to that day when you made your debut? Were there similar feelings?
Yeah, well, a million percent. It's something where, to be honest, mate, I think 4 or 5 years ago, I would never say I could have done this. I could have got
really?
To this point. Yeah, because I think I was playing in the Championship. We wasn't close to getting promoted at Wolves at the time, and we were towards the bottom. So you never think to yourself, oh, I can maybe play for England. It's always something that, like I mentioned back then, you dream about and you think about. But I think I thought back then it was going to be tough. So to finally get to the point where I did get called up was incredible. It was emotional. It was something where, like I said, it filled me with pride, immense pride to represent my country. And like I said, it doesn't matter whether that's in a major tournament like now or any single game or any competition. It filled me with immense pride, and it's fantastic, and it's something, like I said, I'll remember forever and ever.
And let's talk about the tournament. What are your thoughts on England's tournament so far? A win and a draw. So what do you make of the two performances and the results? And I imagine the mood is still one that's fairly positive.
The mood's fantastic. The mood's brilliant. I think us inside the camp realise how much of a good camp it is, the sort of players we've got here, the character we've got, the spirit we've got between ourselves, and how much we love spending time together. We enjoy training together every day. We spend an awful lot of time together on this camp, and honestly, I can't speak more highly of it. So the mood inside the camp has been absolutely fantastic, and that won't change. There's no panic coming from anything inside. We're looking on improvement to try and get better, and we've got to remember it's really early days in the competition, and we've won one and drawn one, and it's something where there's no real panic from us. We know where we're at. We know we want to improve. And we'd still be saying that if we were playing the best football of our careers in the last couple of games. We'd still be saying we wanted to be improving. So that's no different from our point of view. But as I mentioned, the mood inside the camp's been brilliant. And honestly, it's fantastic to spend every day with the players, because the spirit that we've got between ourselves is really, really good.
Yeah, do you know what's amazing is that every player that I've spoken to on this podcast, we speak to a different player daily, has said exactly that about the team spirit and the mood. And it sounds cliche that for me to say it working for England, but I really am getting a sense of just how good the team spirit is. And one of the other positives I wanted to talk to you about was the defence. Of course, England, two clean sheets in two games. Is there a real sense of stability and confidence in training amongst the defenders, as a defender yourself, that the England do look very solid, don't they, defensively in this tournament?
We speak a lot about it, I'll be honest with you. We speak a lot about it in camp. Yeah, we speak a lot about how important clean sheets are. It's a massive factor on how we want to play, and it doesn't matter who's playing within the back four, back five, whatever the manager decides to play. It doesn't matter who's playing, we're all in it for the same goal, and it's about keeping clean sheets as a defender. That's the most important thing. And as I mentioned, it's something we speak on daily. We try and work on it every single day, because that's the sort of thing that wins your games, wins your tournaments come the end of the day. So it's important we keep on doing that. And listen, I think Stonesy and Mingsy have been absolutely outstanding. I think they've been brilliant in the games they've played, and we're there to give them all the support that they want, because we're all in it for the same goal, and that's to get as far as we can in this competition. So as I mentioned, it's something we speak about, it's something we're trying to improve. And listen, the lads have done really, really well the last couple of games with it, but there's always room to improve, and we're looking to do that every single day.
It's really nice to hear you talk about and give credit to players that are playing in the position that you play in, actually. And it goes to show that, again, what the team spirit is like. How much personally are you sort of itching to play as well? I know that you've spoken about the pride of being there, but is that a real goal of you to get minutes in this tournament as well?
Yeah, it's a goal for everybody. It's a goal for everybody, but I think people outside the camp think you come and there's rivalries and everything when you come. It's not like that. We're all fighting for the same thing. We're all fighting for goals. We're all fighting to win games that were coming up in every single week. So when you come into it and loads of people ask you questions about it, you're fighting with them, you're fighting with it. Listen, everybody wants to play. That's a given. I think any footballer will tell you the same thing. But if you don't, you're there to support the players who are playing, because it's about winning. We're all in it for the same thing, and we're all in it to try and help our country and give our country the biggest lift it possibly can. So it doesn't matter who plays. In my eyes, I'm here to help people as much as possible, to train with a smile on my face every day, to make sure I'm helping the people around me. And if I do that, I'll be happy, and hopefully it helps people around me as well.
Conor, give us an insight into training as a centre-back. There's a lot of very talented, creative attacking players. Who's the toughest player that you come up against in training? Bit of a tough question, that. I'm intrigued to know.
Yeah, real tough question. I'll be honest with you. I'll be honest with you, I'm a sucker for getting megged when I come here.
Are you?
Like you wouldn't believe, mate. Like you wouldn't believe.
Go on, how many? Go on, fill me
Sancho's done me a few times in the boxes, I'll be honest with you. So probably say him. Rashie's done me a few times. He done me today, if I'm being honest with you. So,
wow.
Yeah, so yeah, them two are sharp, mate. Really, really sharp. But listen, it's hard to put a name to that, because the amount of talent that's here going forward is incredible. So listen, there's some fantastic footballers, and it's real, real tough training against them every day, definitely.
A couple of times from Sanch and a couple of times from
Yeah. And listen, people laugh, mate. Honestly, I ring my brother and tell him all the time. He laughs his head off, and I just say to him, go and try and go up against them and see what happens. Honestly, world-class players, top players with an incredible future ahead of them, definitely.
Conor, I spoke to Luke Shaw yesterday, and he says he feels quite old. Harry Kane said the same, because it's such a young squad. So I'm not meaning to dig at, you're 28, which is still very young, of course, but do you feel quite old amongst this squad? Because, I mean, there's some very young players.
Without a doubt, mate. I think the lads think I'm older than what I am as well. A few lads have said I'm like 30 and 31, and it gets to me a little bit, to be honest with you, but I feel old, mate, but I enjoy it. Honestly, I enjoy testing myself. You want to test yourself every day against these sorts of players. And listen, it's an absolute pleasure to first and foremost play with the lads that are here, but also see them train on a daily basis and how they work, because honestly, I can't speak more highly of everybody here.
I wanted to speak to you about something that I've spoken to a lot of journalists and a lot of people that have been at games where you've played for England. One thing that they've all said to me is how loud and vocal and supportive you are, even for your first ever game for England, when you played your first game. Is that something that you've always sort of been proud of and always wanted to show, demonstrate your leadership qualities, even when you first came in to the camp? Is that a real strength of yours, do you feel?
Yeah, it's not necessarily what I wanted to show. It's part of my game. It's part of... Listen, I'm a player who tries to help people as much as possible, players around me, players in front of me, because I always think to myself, it makes my game a lot easier as well when I'm trying to help people around me. So I think it's a big part of it, and I say it to quite a lot of people, mainly young players, whenever I speak to people, that it's actually not that hard to talk. It's not that hard to speak. It's not that hard to communicate. It's quite an easy thing to do. And I think it'll help you out in the long run if you can do that. So it's not necessarily coming into my first game, which was against Denmark, away to say, listen, I want to show that I can talk. It's just part of my game. And it was something that I remember I got told by a few people when I first got called up not to change the way I do things, never change, always go in there and do what you do for Wolves. And I tried my best to do that. So that's something that'll never change with me. People will always know that if I'm playing behind them, they've always got that help, they've always got that voice, and they've always got that person they can look to if they need a little bit of help as well.
So are you like that around the place, sort of off the pitch, so to speak, with some of the young players? Are you sort of knocking on their door to help them out? Is that a role that you feel that you should have and demonstrate leadership qualities to some of the young players?
Yeah, with everyone, not necessarily the young players either. I think it's just whoever's playing, because as I mentioned before, it's not about what name is playing. It's about England and moving us forward and helping us as much as possible. So if that means that I can watch from the side and look at what's going on and maybe help someone in that way as well, that's something I'll try and do. So like I said, it's not something I try and show. It's just something that I do quite naturally. And listen, I love watching football. So when I watch football and I can see something, that's something I'll always try and help with.
And of course, I've been asking all the players what they've been up to in their downtime, because there's a lot going on, particularly at St George's Park, which is now Spurs. So what is Connor Cody doing to keep himself busy?
I'm trying to get Tyrone Mings out of his room. I'll be honest with you, he's in his room far too often for my liking. I hate sitting in my room all day. I'm the sort of player, I'm the sort of person who likes to be out, getting a coffee, watching the other games that are on. Play quite a lot of darts, to be fair, me, Ty and Hendo, Jordan Henderson at St George's. So we played.
Are you you in the darts crew? I haven't heard the darts crew. I've heard the table tennis crew and the basketball crew. Yeah, so who are the best darts players at the England team?
Like I said, me, Hendo and Ty play quite a lot. We play quite a lot. But we don't play, obviously, 501 and all that. We play killer. So I don't know if you know killer. So you start with three lads, you've got to kill each other's thing. Yeah. So we play killer quite a bit. So the three of us tend to do that. But it's a job getting Ty out of his room. He needs to get out of his room.
Is it really?
Mate, he's big on COD. And I tell him all the time, he needs to grow up. He plays too much COD, so... I need to get him out with you more often.
I love that. The leadership, the senior leadership skills are coming through, even getting...
He's in his room too much, mate. I'm all about going down for a coffee and socialising a little bit. He likes sitting in his room on the PlayStation, so...
And I've heard as well that all the players have different tracks that they play, sort of England playlists. So what is Connor Cody's sort of song of choice for England, for Wolves? Is there a song that gets you pumped up?
There is, yeah. Let me find it. It doesn't get me pumped up. I'll be honest with you, I'm not massive on music. Like, I tend to leave that to people within the dressing room, to be honest. Your Love by the Tiesto remix, ATP.
Oh, okay.
You know which one I mean? Yeah, a little bit dancey. A little bit dancey.
A little bit dancey? Yeah, that surprises me. No, I thought you were more sort of... I thought indie...
I don't mind, but I mean, like, in a changing room before the game, if I'm going to get something that's going to kind of... I need a little bit of speed, do you know what I mean? A little bit of rhythm. So, I go for something like that, yeah.
How does that one go, Connor?
Oh, no. I don't know off the top of my head. So don't start pulling that one out of me. I don't know off the top of my head.
We'll move on from the song of choice. The massive game on Tuesday, isn't it, against Czech Republic. Both teams on 4 points. It's really well poised at Wembley Stadium. What are your thoughts ahead of that huge game?
Excitement. Excitement like it is with every game. I get excited watching every game, but a game for England. Listen, I think I've mentioned quite a lot of times in different things that before being a player, I'm a massive fan. So if I weren't here, I'd be following England everywhere, if I'm being honest with you, because it's such an exciting moment for the whole country. So first and foremost, it's excitement. But then at the same time, it's something where we're trying to improve and we're trying to get better. So it's a massive game, as is every game in the Euros and game at Wembley in the Euros. Listen, it's a stuff of dreams, isn't it? So it's something we're really looking forward to and we can't wait to get going now.
You said a couple of times now you're watching the games intently as a fan. So what have you made of the tournament? Are there any standout teams that you've sort of looked at from within this tournament?
Yeah, I think I've missed a couple of the games that I've been playing because we've been training and different things. But I've tried to watch as much as possible. Listen, you look at the ones who have obviously won the first two up to now, Italy. Italy looked really good in that respect. We obviously watched Germany beat Portugal yesterday and what a game it was. For me, it was open. It's not really a game you want to...
Unbelievable game, wasn't it?
It's not really a game you want to play when it's that open. But when you're watching it, it's fantastic from a supporter point of view. So, listen, we've watched quite a lot. I think the Italians look quite strong. I think defensively and offensively, they look quite strong. So, listen, it's an incredible tournament. It's incredible. I love how much football's on the telly every day. And you can watch it 2, 5, 8, whatever it may be. So, listen, it's brilliant. And we're all enjoying it, I think, yeah.
Do you know what I loved about that answer? Your smile when you said there's so much football on. You really do look like you just love watching football and soaking it all up, which is great to hear as someone who's playing in the tournament.
Oh yeah, it's brilliant, mate. I think that's what it's all about. I think the year we've all had, I think the year the world's had, I think it's important we endure this moment now, because like I said, football 3 times a day, there's game after game after game. So it's brilliant, and like I said, it's getting out my room, getting a coffee and trying to stay out my room and pulling Ty out with me as well, which is hard work. So
well, Connor, absolute pleasure to speak to you, and I'm sure I hope you enjoyed this because I got you out your room.
Yeah,
so that's a good thing, right?
Cheers, mate. Yeah, enjoyed it. Cheers, pal.
Mate, top man, get back to the dartboard and all the best to tournaments. Pleasure talking to you as always.
Thank you, mate. Look after yourself.
You're listening to the official England podcast.
So that concludes another episode of the official England podcast. It was great chatting to Connor Cody and hearing just what it means to him to be representing England at the Euros. Tomorrow is game day, so join us in the morning for our match day preview show, where I'll be joined by two great guests. Trust me, you do not want to miss this one. If you haven't already, go and hit the subscribe button on whichever podcast platform you listen to so you never miss an episode. Not too sure why I keep needing to remind you about that. You know where we are by now. See you tomorrow. Stay safe and come on, England!
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.